Consumer prices rose in the year to December 2023, reversing the trend of falling inflation, which we saw towards the end of last year. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, climbed to 4.6% compared to 3.9% in the 12 months to November. The rise was driven by increases in areas such as restaurants and hotels, mortgage interest repayments, rents and travel. Well, for more, let's talk to Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick, Stephen Kinsella. Stephen, thank you for speaking to us today. I mean, it's not that long ago that Minister for Finance Michael McGrath was talking about inflation coming down in 2024, and the forecast was from his department that it would come down quite sharply. What's happening?
The forecast remains that it will come down quite sharply, Brian. Like if we were talking in January of 2023, the increase in prices was about 7.5%, and so it's roughly a third below where it was this time last year. If you look on the longer trend, it is still trending down towards around 2%. But like you said, the three main things that have really hammered up prices are changes in mortgage interest, changes in restaurants and travel agents and obviously energy prices. All three of those should reverse this time next year, mainly because energy prices will drop. We will see monetary policy stabilizing, so it doesn't look like interest rates are going to go up in 2024. But nor does it seem will they go down. And then on the other side, we are going to see wage increases happening in 2024 for lots of people, and that's obviously a good thing or a bad thing depending on what side of the wage bill you happen to fall.
Mind you, it's another way of looking at these figures. The CSO is talking about a core inflation figure, which I think is when you take out energy and unprocessed foods. That's up by 5.8%, almost 6% in the year to December.
Yeah, and in fact, when you look at unprocessed foods in particular, you see very large increases in things like potatoes and pasta and that kind of stuff. So you are seeing very big headline increases in these kinds of things. Mm. Where you're seeing reductions are on the major stressors that the government has been dealing with, like energy and housing and others. And it is a very good thing that you can see things like the cost of transport, for example, fell in 2023, whereas it obviously rose very significantly in 2024. The cost of transport was up 14% or something like that in 2022. So, you know, we are seeing things moderating, come back to normal, but maybe not as quickly as the government might like.
Well, now, a lot of speculation around the prospects for interest rates, of course. That's a function of the European Central Bank. I guess Ireland is a fairly small element in that decision-making process, because what we're seeing from other data from Europe, from Germany, for example, is some evidence of economic contraction. So where do you think we are with interest rates?
Well, all of the signals up to this point are that we are not going to see interest rate increases in 2024, and that, in fact, we may see some decreases. Now, there was a lot of speculation towards the very end of last year that we would see somewhere between three and six interest rate cuts in both the European Central Bank and the US Federal Reserve, which kind of tend to lag one another relatively well. But I don't think, based on this data, you're going to start seeing interest rates going down anytime soon. The good news, if it is good news, is that businesses and banks can expect that interest rates will stay pretty stable over the next little while as people wait to see what actually comes out, as the last vestiges of COVID, if you like, and of course the war in Ukraine, work their way through.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for that.